Let's talk this Suzy Dictating on Julie Pierce. P-I-E-R-C-E, Julie. Please note, I dictated part of this history and physical. The first part, including the history, has been recorded. This is the remaining part, which includes the physical exam. Patient date of birth is 9/9/1961. Date of visit is 12/6/23. Next paragraph. Med list included sertraline 25 milligrams daily, Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Trazodone 100 milligrams HS, famotidine 20 milligrams daily, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, cetirizine 10 milligrams a day, and fenofibrate 48 milligrams daily. Morphine ER 30 milligrams every 12 hours, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Next, physical exam. This this is a middle-aged obese white female with no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 78, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 193, saturation 96. HGNT anomalous, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diffuse wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart is regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1, asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is COPD, and number 3 is depression and anxiety. Number 4 is nicotine dependency, and number 5 is hyperlipidemia, and number 6 is diabetes mellitus. Number 7 is chronic kidney disease, stage 4. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and start using Wellbutrin 150 milligrams BID. She will try to reduce her pain meds. And was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Symbicort at 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice daily, will be continued. And the patient was advised to get a polysomnographic study to rule out sleep apnea. She will also try to lose weight and come for a follow-up visit here in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Rose Boscaino, B-O-S-C-A-I-N-O, Rose Boscaino, A-R, I'm sorry, A-P-R-N. This is Dr. D'Souza.